Every Christmas we celebrate reminds us again and again that God has come on earth and remains with us, especially in the manner in which he manifested it. Imagine a God that created the entire universe and much more, just simply out of nothing. This God has to stoop very low, very, very low, becoming human. And not just becoming human, but he followed the course of being a human being, you know, all the steps of human development and growth. And when you really think about that, because Christmas is really a time that we actually think about that more, reflect on that more, you know, how unbelievable it is that God will become one of his creatures, one of his creatures. And that really invokes a deep sense of wonder, a deep sense of wonder, because even the angels themselves, you know, were also filled with such wonder, you know, awe, reverence, and even praise and thanksgiving. That is what you actually see, you know, reflected in many of the carols we listen to, you know, this praise and thanksgiving that of what God has done by becoming human like us. But even as it invokes these positive elements in us, it can also invoke doubts in the minds of some people, many people. And this is why somebody has said that God is everywhere present in his creation, but nowhere visible, nowhere visible. But we do know that God, Christmas tells us that in Jesus Christ, God came to us and taking up our humanity upon himself. And then of course, we know also that in the incarnation of Jesus becoming man, or God becoming man, that God perfectly is hidden and also perfectly revealed. So that is why it was difficult for them, even at Jesus's time, to recognize him as God, you know. And that's what we heard from St. John the Baptist, you know, about 2 Sundays ago in the Gospel, when he said, "There stands among you one whom you do not recognize." You do not recognize. So there is a story about a man who came home one day to find his little daughter crying bitterly. He asked her what the matter was, and she said that she had been playing a hide-and-seek game with her friends. So when it was her turn to hide, that she had hidden so well that they gave up looking for her and had gone off to play another game. But then she waited and waited for them to find her, but they failed to do so. And when eventually she came out of her hiding place, she found that she was all alone. Somehow, God probably is also feeling lonely at times, you know, because he has hidden himself so successfully in his creation that some people are unable to find him. And eventually they go off and take a different direction or go into other directions. But Christmas, which is about this God who became human, who took upon himself human flesh and began his earthly life first as a tiny baby, has many reminders for all of us every time we celebrate Christmas. One is that God is truly with us. He is not remote. He is very, very close to us, especially to the poor, you know, the marginalized, those on the fringes of society. That is why at that very night he was born, the first people that he communicated to were the shepherds, those lowly people. Then another thing about him is that it is also a way of expressing how much he loves us, how passionately he is in love with us, that he could become human. He could lower himself so much, you know. And he's forgiving. He is compassionate. He is concerned about each and every one of us. But then, God really speaks so much during this time. We celebrate his birth, not just only about the birth, but also the circumstances surrounding his birth. You know, we have to look at when he was born. We were told that he was born at midnight. You know, that has some kind of attraction to it. That hour has some kind of attraction to it, you know, because it's like God telling us that his great light just suddenly appeared and pierced the darkest of night, you know, the darkest of night, revealing his light, you know, and at the same time calling you and I to get up from our slumber, to get up from our darkness, to get up from our night, and to embrace this great light. And when we really do so, when we respond positively, as a matter of fact, we are really proclaiming the victory, our victory over everything associated with darkness. Then the storyline also goes on to tell us that Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem for the census. And while there, Mary was heavy with pregnancy and was about to give birth. So the question is, why? Why did it have to be that time? Well, it is all as God has planned it. Because Mary has to give birth in the right place, according to God's plan. And that right place was a place that has little or no human hospitality. That was why we were told that there was no room in the inn for them. It was also the right place that was cold and damp. It was also the right place where Jesus' bed was only the straw that was meant for the animals to eat. God is speaking to us through all of that. He is telling us, the least, as a matter of fact, the least that he's saying there is that he wishes to be among the least in the society. And he demonstrated that when he came. You know, he's also telling us that the peace he brings must first begin with those who know no justice, the poor, the forgotten, the homeless without shelter, all of these needy people and needy situation, that's where his peace dwells. He is also coming as Emmanuel to those least unlikely places in our world, you know, the displaced, just like those I had mentioned earlier, the poor, a world where the number of the victim of diseases are on the increase, the world of global pandemic, like the coronavirus that we're all facing, it has its devastating effects upon life in general. These are the places where he comes as God. Because when we say Emmanuel, we are saying God is with us. He comes with his power. He is the only one that can give us hope. Is the hope for the human world, is also the only solution to all our numerous problems. And so our gathering here tonight to celebrate the unique birth of Jesus is more urgent than ever before. We are here because this child has brought with him a new way of living. We are here and attracted to this midnight child because it changes everything around him. It's not just Jesus who is born. Rather, it is a whole new order, a new kingdom, a new way of relating is coming to birth. Jesus will be about connecting with all that has been disconnected and discarded. Jesus will be the peace between all human beings. And to be at this Christmas Mass tonight, it's not only to wait to see the light. Rather, it is for us to be overcome by the light, that great light. It must touch us. We must feel the effect. We are here tonight because we want to give ourselves over to the kingdom of this child that is vast and forever peaceful and joyful. That is the kingdom of God. And Jesus is that kingdom. He is that kingdom package, the perfect gift of the Father to you and I. Christmas made that happen.